you know, this is your documentary, you're doing a bad job.
Why?
Because you're just catching me when I don't want to talk about things.
How should we do it?
Set it up. Organize a time with me. Put together some materials, emails. We'll get the Facebook conversations printed out, and we'll really talk about it.
But do you want to be the subject of this documentary or not?
No, I don't. It's about Abby.
You want to be the co-subject?
No, I don't see why. I don't think I'm that interesting.
I'm making a documentary about Abby through you. Can you understand that? What do you think? I'm going to talk to Abby right now?
No, I understand. I'm just saying.
Email from Abby that I got today. My snake Zoe died today. I didn't even know she had a snake. I kind of thought she was sick since Sunday, and this morning she was almost dead. By the time I got back from school, she was really dead. She didn't eat her last meal, so now I have a pet mouse named Max. He's super cute. I thought that was really funny. Such a positive way of looking at things, you know? One pet for the next. Circle of life. Levels, everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is April 9th, 2008, and I'm about to open, I think the third or fourth box package that Angela, Abby's mom, has sent me. Let's see what we got. I'm excited.
What are you expecting?
I mean, I know there's a couple pastel drawings that I really like that I've seen already, but I think there's also some pictures or paintings that I haven't seen. Let's open these t-shirts first. This is her brother's band. To Rel. What is this for Rel? A little card. Do you want to open it, Rel, or should I open it? From Abby.
Go ahead and read it.
Oh, yeah, I can't open it. Cute little card. To Rel, I really liked your skateboarding video. Peace and love, Abby. I guess this is her brother's band. The Casualties.
to Neve, make sure Rel wears a brain bucket when he skateboards. He scares me a little. Peace and love, Abby. So, wear your brain bucket. All right, now let's look at these paintings.
I don't know why Abby's art is the way it is. I don't know what the attraction is with some people, and I don't know what drives the price up, but, you know, people buy paintings of elephants. I have no idea why. I mean, I look at some of the stuff that goes for higher prices than Abby's, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess that kind of justifies
what,
anything for Abby's.
What's the most, what's the most one of Abby's paintings has sold for?
Well, the most, actually, it was two that just sold. It was part of an estate sale, and the most went for $7,000-something, and I about crapped. I just couldn't believe they went for that much.
She sounds really nice and just normal, which is a relief. Because the first time we spoke, it was just about a package, and it was short. But, yeah, I mean, she's got, like, a lot of kids running around. Her son was plowing. They had, like, a foot of snow yesterday, and he knocked over a power line that knocked into a tree. And so they had to cut down this, like, 150-year-old maple tree. He burnt the transmission out on the car. They didn't have power. Phones that were plugged in got, like, surged and fried. And she's like, you know, dealing with it. She's, I mean, she must be awesome because her kids are pretty awesome. At least from Facebook. The Facebook family. That's what we should, that's what we'll call them.
Also a dancer, but she isn't making as much art, or only shared this picture with me because I think she's a big crush on me. And so when I put that, made that my Facebook profile picture, she really liked it and told me how like nice it was, and that she thought how nice it would be to put her head on my chest and fall asleep. So then she drew it, and it's actually a beautiful drawing.
Yeah, it is.
She works as a vet, so she likes animals a lot. I like animals. I'm not a crazy animal lover, but I do like animals. She's a musician. I think she plays the cello, maybe also the guitar, and she sings. I'm not really a musician, but I guess you could say that we have a similarity there. Whatever. She's a dancer. She takes ballet, I think she does belly dancing. Again, not that I do either of those, but dance is a big part of my life. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know that much about her yet.
Hello?
Hey, Megan?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Neve.
Hi, how are you?
Your voice is not at all what I expected.
I'm sorry.
No, not in, no. It's really it's a terrific voice. I don't know. I guess you never really think of a voice when you only know somebody in a certain way. I happen to think my voice is sort of irritating.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. So when you, if you're home now, does that mean like you're at home with your mom and Abby and the whole family?
Yeah, and my mom's kind of like, where are you talking to?
Oh, she's there and she wants to know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Well, you should tell her. I've spoken to your mom.
I know. She knows.
New package from Michigan. Really big, 35 pounds. I'm going to check it out. I'm really excited. I was told that they use paper towel pack. Now we've got not some, but tons of paper towel.
Well, what's the reason for this new package?
Just new paintings. I don't know. Let's see what we got. Here we go. Oh, this is cool. This is the painting of Angela that she did, which is actually really good.
One. That's the mom?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
She's hot.
She's very attractive. Oh, you know what I just learned? That Abby puts a strand of her hair in every oil painting that she does because she wants to be able to prove that it's hers by DNA, whatever, down the line. And she also spits in her watercolors. Oh, these are the prints.
How many?
Here's the original.
This is...
Well, they're making money from it. They sold all these art. They sold out.
Where did they sell them?
To local collectors.
A lot of paper towel. All right.
Amazing package. Okay, I'll be back. What do you think? It's okay. I like it. Megan's singing backup vocals. This is a really cinematic, like, this would be a great song for a season movie, right? I think all the music for the movie should be their song. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? I'm not sure who posted it, but Alex sent me a message. Said, I just thought you might want to know that the girl that you cannot take 2 minutes out of your busy schedule to call went to all the trouble to write and record a song for you. Why? I have no idea. I doubt you'll appreciate it one bit.
Jeez.
I know. And now this is interesting. I don't know what this is about, but I just see that Angela, the mom, wrote on Alex's wall, you really need to stay out of it, please. Now, I don't know. That could be in reference to something else, but I feel like that's probably in reference to... I mentioned to Megan that he had sent me a message.
Because Megan's freaking out now, and she hates her brother.
Last night we had a great talk. She told me about, did you guys know this? Chickens. She has 6 chickens now. Her neighbor gave them to her as like a housewarming present. A chicken makes an egg every day. Did you know that?
No.
Every day. Like ovulating. They ovulate eggs.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Every day?
Every day chicken makes one egg.
She has chickens?
She now has chickens.
Tell us the gifts she got.
So she bought a house. And one of the presents was that Abby got her a baby goat. So she's got a goat now. She has horses that live there. Part of the buying the house came with these horses that are like held there, you know, like stables.
I'm pretty good. I'm good. So you're full on going out?
Yep.
This is a long distance relationship?
No, we're not. But
we're anyway.
If we met each other and the attraction exists in real life, like it would be like instantaneous relationship.
I know we used
to. But you can't just make out and send her home.
I know.
And take her virginity.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I'm gonna have to really be very careful, because even if there is a lot of chemistry, she does still live in Michigan.
Megan, this is the first letter I have sent you, ever. It feels a little strange, since all of our communications have been virtual up until now. I made two of these pennies, one for you and one for me. You have no idea how excited I am to meet you. Yours, me.
Megan, Neve, 6 o'clock, Sunday. I guess you just got kicked off GChat. I'm leaving tomorrow for Vail. I don't know what your schedule is like for the next 2 weeks, but Rel and Henry and I are going to be out there till the 9th for the Vail Dance Festival. So, I don't know, but maybe you and your mom and Abby and Joelle should come out for a weekend. Because it's not, I mean, you're like kind of halfway there. You fly to Denver. I don't know. It's an idea. So you can call me. I'm at the office or on my cell. Love to talk to you before I leave tonight. Bye.
Oh, careful. Watch the heads. Okay, and we both roll. So you have to sit between. That's right.
All right, I'm rolling on my two cameras.
Alright, rolling.
Megan's taking requests, and she'll record a song right now.
Wild Horses?
Silver Stallion?
Any other horse songs that we can think of? Tennessee Stud?
Please, please, please. Dude,
she's typing. Well, I think I can handle that! She sings. That's good.
That's really good.
She's so hot.
Can we request some more songs?
This is fun. You can just request paintings for Abby to do. And songs for Megan to sing.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Oh, good. She just did that.
She just did that. Yeah.
So on Angela's website, on her Facebook, does she have all her songs up?
She's got a bunch of them.
Like a published artist or like a musician? Now, this one's sick, but it's the other one.
Come back here.
Tell her how much we like the other song where she plays guitar. Belle and Henry both want me to tell you how much they love Downhill and the other one. If you remember what it's called.
Far away.
Huh.
Take me down.
That's not good.
Up on a dark day. And it's all downhill from here. Stand my world.
Wait. Search. Huh. Sort of sounds like it. A little different though.
Can't pull myself out of the bed. It's 12 o'clock.
It's really similar though.
It's not as good.
Angela's is better.
Yes.
Alright. Listen, you can't hold it against her. She didn't say, hey.
It doesn't matter. She's still, yeah.
Yeah. And still her voice is 10 times better than this girl. And she's clearly an artist because that came from a deep, from deep expression and feeling.
She found a song, kind of obscure.
She covered a song.
Yeah.
People make careers out of that.
Yeah. You're just playing this off Facebook.
No, I'm not. I'm playing this off of look. Amy Cuney.
This is it. I mean, is this not the exact same recording?
I'm not sure. Sounds a little different.
Definitely it. They posted it online.
Uh-huh.
She posted somebody else's music.
Did she post it?
Now, that doesn't mean she doesn't just put up a song that she likes. Fine. But it's called the artist's Mom and Megan. And I complimented her and she said, thanks for listening to me cough the dust off my vocal cords. Like, she responded to a number of compliments that I gave her about the song and how much I liked it. And it's not even her singing. It's just a recording of somebody else.
Are we sure about that?
Yes. Sounds a lot like that other girl. Doesn't it?
What's her name?
Yeah, come on.
What? Come on.
You think that's Megan?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I would have never second-guessed it, but...
But where did she find a cover of Tennessee Stud in half an hour?
Wait. Who is that? Oh, my God.
What? Is this it? No, no, no. Play yours. Play yours.
This is it.
Play yours. Play yours.
This is it, Rel. I'm 100%.
Let me hear yours.
It's the same song, Rel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They are complete psychopaths. They're complete psychopaths. I've probably been chatting with a guy this whole time. Oh my God.
Just ask her to explain what's going on.
An explanation
for why they sound so similar.
It's a cover song.
Say, have you listened to the two?
They're supposed to sound similar.
I mean, that is enough for me to just never, ever talk to them again. Why should I waste time with this? I mean, if she's going to try and tell me that that's not the same song...
All I'm saying is, if you come off too angry, then they can pretend that they cut off the relationship with you because you freak out.
Yeah, I'm freaking out. They've been lying to me.
You don't know that.
Don't you want to get to the bottom of this? It would kill me if it was left
but
like
I can't
this.
Now. It's too late. I don't want to be a part of this if they're fucking with me.
We don't know how much of it's bullshit. And they don't know how much of it you know is bullshit. You've just found like the tip of the iceberg.
I mean, I talked to somebody on the phone. Two different people.
You never talked to Abby?
No. Which is also weird because like every time I've called, it's been like, oh, she just went to sleep. Or let me see if I can wake her up. Oh, she's too tired.
Are there like newspaper articles about Abby having a show?
No, no one's ever Googled Abby. Still,
I did.
So, but she has. Her name is Abby. They claim that she has shows and she sells her paintings.
And she just had her gallery a big show tonight of all the paintings she's done of Megan.
Wouldn't this get written up somewhere?
Yeah, maybe actually. Yeah.
Is this how you spell her name? A-B-B-Y?
Yeah.
Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's fucking nothing on Abby Pierce. What's Ishpeming?
City of Ishpeming.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Welcome to Ishpeming. Do you know where Abby was showing her paintings?
At her gallery.
What is that gallery?
It doesn't have a name yet. It's like it gave you the
address. It's a gallery that she...
She bought a building.
Oh. What's the address?
I can tell you.
Tell me.
It's just a building. It's probably a real address.
Let's Google Map it.
Check it out.
I found the building in my email. I had to search for Abby Gallery Building, and I found the link she sent me. And it... It was $30,000.
Wow. On the corner. It's on North Main.
Wait a second. Listings last updated August 4th. Still listed.
Interesting.
I should probably call and see if it's still for sale.
Yep. Yeah.
So I was calling about that space you have. I think it's 100 Main Street or... Right, the LJC Penny. They just completely fabricated the entire renovation.
How long has it been empty?
4 years.
Hello.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
What's up?
Nothing, just with Rail and Henry here. We're getting ready to head over to go film some dance.
Okay. Got a couple offers on your paintings last night.
Sounded like the gallery opening was a success.
Yeah. So, going really well. I've been at another gallery in Calumet today showing some paintings too. Things are going well.
Just a liar. How could she just lie to me like that?
She said she recorded this. I believe her. I can't believe I didn't. I was so gullible. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me?
So I'm looking at Sherman Sleeps on YouTube. Probably the first video.
Here it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Abby.
Abby.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy, really happy.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I got a kid off of my birthday.
Well, I can't hear you so good.
A Katie doll for my birthday. Yeah.
So what are you doing? Yeah. You're having a big sleepover?
With my doll, yeah.
Well,
I got to talk to somebody else. Bye.
What'd you say?
She has people here. So.
Oh.
At the same time, I'm sorry. Bad time to call, but I didn't want to have her put you up too much longer. Is there a time that we can come back later?
I'm just saying, just moving forward, fine, moving forward, I'm a little more involved with this than I'd like to be now, and it's like becoming kind of a chore, so just let me do my thing.
Yeah, it's called making a movie.
No, it's not. Yeah, except it's not your life.
It's yours.
Yeah, and that's why it gets a little frustrating when I have to, like, go back. I'm just saying, I'm sorry, I guess I was a little pissy, but try to be a little more understanding to the fact that I don't really necessarily want to be doing this. You're choosing to do it.
You can stop me.
That's what I tried the other day. Remember, and you almost fucking fought with me about it?
So stop right now. Just stop.
What are you trying to do, like, basic reverse psychology on me, like a 6-year-old?
Yeah, so what are you giving me, basic laziness?
No, it's not laziness. Sometimes you forget that you're bossing me around about my life.
I'm directing you in a film.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't feel like being directed by you.
Well,
so all we're saying is please appreciate that.
You signed up for a film that's 24
sign
hours
up for
a day.
It. You started making a movie about me and then bullied me into it.
I don't know. What's the next move? Does anyone have any idea?
Yeah.
What?
I think we finish up with Vale. We drive to Michigan.
Okay.
And we just find out. We just go to their house. And just say, hi.
Yeah.
Who's real in this situation? I want to meet Abby.
Just met a guy the other day off the internet and he was a total weirdo. They met up and like he was just like, I guess the pictures that they were sending each other were from like 3 years ago. So like he didn't even look the same and like he was just like piercings everywhere and like the whole nine yards. And she like was like, oh my gosh.
I knew is in labor, one of the horses that lives at the farm. So she's got to stay there. But every Sunday is family, like, breakfast at Angela's house. I forgot about that.
What time is family breakfast?
She said, like, around 8 o'clock.
What?
On Sunday?
I know.
Is that the day of rest?
I mean, so I think we should just get up really early, go by the farm, and depending on what happens, then drive up to Ishpeming and crash family breakfast. Bring some fucking OJ and, like, just show up.
Wow, we're 3 miles.
Well, we're 3 miles from a turn that would then take us
another few miles to Megan's farm.
I would just like to do a drive-by.
Yeah, I think we should totally cruise by.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. I don't want to just get here and go to sleep. Let's fucking kick some dust up.
Yeah.
2.9 miles.
So that's her, right? That means we just take a really quick left. We're there.
All right.
I feel like we're about to get our SAT scores back.
Here we are. Megan Street.
This is it, huh?
You gonna turn off the light?
No, we're not there yet.
What's the name of the street?
I think it's 21st.
It's right here.
I have no idea.
I think it's this.
There's a big building right there.
This could be it.
This is it. I think this is it. This is it. This is it.
What do you mean she said there was a light?
No, she said that because one of the horses was giving birth. Just pull up, Henry. I'm not afraid.
What? Do you want to drive into the driveway?
Yeah. Right. There's the mailbox. Pull up the mailbox. So that I can get it from my window.
Please.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Yes! The fucking postcards are here!
Return to this address for proper disposition.
I'm a little scared. This place gives me the creeps.
Pull into the driveway.
Back up.
Go into the driveway.
It
shouldn't give you the creeps. We're in, like, a beautiful part of the country. The horse farm. No. We'll pull it forward again.
What?
Are you fucking crazy, Henry?
What do you mean?
Drive into the driveway.
What do you mean? Don't back into
Don't
the driveway.
Back into it.
Why not?
Because then we can't see what's in front of us. Okay. Well, there's definitely a horse.
Keep going.
Do we want to?
Yeah,
you can pull out on
the other side.
I'm gonna drive to the right.
Yeah.
Look at anybody.
This all looks familiar.
I mean, just from the photos.
Stop.
We can't get out that way. Just turn around so we're ready to leave. That's an empty. Let me just go in. Let me just go up to the window and make sure that no horse is in there. Come on around. Let's go. It's empty. No horses.
Yeah, see.
Okay. So, we know that Megan doesn't live here. What surprises me the most is that to go to the trouble to lie as elaborately as they have, for her not to just drive here and pick up the mail? Seems crazy, doesn't it? Like, we just drove 400 miles and picked up the mail. All she had to do was drive, like, 50.
How'd you be so lazy?
Didn't you
think? I mean, so lazy they fooled you for 8 months. That's pretty good.
They didn't fool me. They just told me things and I never cared to question it.
Right.
That's not fooling. Well. That's not like... I mean, I just can't believe I talked to this person and told her things and had a real conversation with her about life and, you know, feelings and, you know, I don't know. There were moments where I really felt, like, genuine.
Like, I really cared about this girl. Now I don't know even what to feel.
Should I read you the juicy stuff from our text conversation now that we're about to meet her?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time, right?
Yeah.
You got the battery for it?
Absolutely.
Is the light okay? Is it a good shot?
Yeah. Your retainer is in.
Scroll way up. Okay. July 3rd, 4:33 p.m. Megan, I will do that. Abby's so excited today. I'm at the home now baking pies. They'll be over here later. I wish you were here. I hope your day is beautiful. Me, save a pie for me. The next day. Hey, babe, I couldn't understand a word you said on the VM you just left me. I just kicked everyone out, and now I'm in the bathtub thinking of you. Funny. I was thinking about you in the shower earlier. Megan. I'd love to hear about that. By the way, I will always have a pie for you, babe. Me. Cherry? ... I can't believe I just wrote that. Sorry, I had to. Megan. Cherry. My body is craving your touch tonight. Me. What exactly would you do if you had me there? Megan, I'd have you in the tub with me between my legs. I'd kiss you on the neck and whisper in your ear, begging you to make love to me. Me, begging isn't something you would need to do. In fact, I'm willing to bet that if anything, you might have to beg me to stop. Megan, I'd take you to my room and dry you off, touching every inch of you, kissing you long and hard to take your breath away. Neve. I can't believe I wrote this. I can't wait to fill my fingers with your hair and turn your back to me, pulling you up against me and running my tongue all the way up your neck, biting your ears as I fill my hands with your breasts.
Sounds like a bad porno book, doesn't it? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Taking it slow, though difficult, will be very important for us if this is really going to happen.
Wait, is this still you?
Me. Megan, I want you so badly my body aches for you. Neve, 15 days and I'm all yours. Megan, I don't understand the hold you have on my heart. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you, babe. Neve, I'm going to hold you to that. Get some sleep. Big day tomorrow. Happy 4th. Yay, freedom. Megan, have sweet dreams of me. I'll be dreaming of you. I adore you. Neve, good night, sugar. There it is.
Can't see anything, right?
No. Think you can feel it? Do you think so if they hug you?
Hi.
No.
Nothing, right?
No.
Where is it? Right in the small of my chest.
Perfect. Well, hold. You gotta hold the mic thing in, or else you won't hear it, Henry. You gotta push the headphones
I
in.
I can hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it sounds pretty clear. Good. One, yeah. 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You hear me good?
Really clear.
We are fucking close. We are in the town of Ishpeming, and I think it's just maybe like one more turn, and then we're on Main Street, and then there it is, the house.
I mean, we really should be in disguise right now.
No one's gonna notice us. Just be cool.
This is a small town.
This looks like it's the old JCPenney right here. This is it. This is the old JCPenney building. Right here. Definitely not a gallery.
Nice dream, though.
Keep it a little more subtle, guys. Jesus Christ. I think this is... That could be it right there. 421 North Main Street. That was it right there on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are in plain sight right now.
Back now, I was going to say back up as far as you can.
Make sure your cell phone's on. Remember to leave the car running.
Yeah. And the door's open. Let's get seats ready to jump into. And have the windows open, maybe even too. So it might be that kind of an escape. Well, you ready? Let's not waste any time. We gotta go. No hesitation. Be strong. Be cool. Come with me.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? I'm Ariel.
What are you guys doing up here?
We were flying through Chicago, and then we figured since Abby couldn't come and it was her birthday, we would just drive on up and surprise her.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful.
Here, this is for you, that one right there.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you
what's your
much.
Name?
My name is Vince.
Hey, Ariel.
Ariel.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Hi.
You guys shouldn't have come.
Yeah, well, we were... Close.
Oh, wow.
So this is a really nice thing here for Abby.
Sit down, Spot. Oh, thank you.
Would you like to come in?
Sure.
Let me deal with this dog. He's vicious.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys came.
It's our pleasure. Well, you know, you guys are such a nice family. We were excited to meet you and kept missing opportunities.
You guys shouldn't have come. You guys are going to be in New York and...
Hell yeah. We found this is, fun road trip.
This is for your dog.
Little dog. Little dog toy.
Oh, this is sweet.
You know, I have something here for Megan, too.
Okay. Well, she's not here, so...
She in town?
No, she was way out. My dad's gone, so... Goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is so sweet.
Come on in.
Come on in.
All right, your house is beautiful.
Thank you.
And this town is really lovely.
This is Ronald and Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Ooh.
Oh. How you doing?
It is.
Oh, we just picked them on the road.
Howdy. What's happening?
We tried to find a flower shop, but we couldn't.
Hey, man. I'm Ariel.
Hey, guys.
You're both handicapped, so.
Howdy.
Wow. Well, we have no idea when Abby's going to be back.
Okay.
So... Wow.
So where are you guys staying tonight?
Actually, we had to figure that out. We figured we'd find a motel or something.
Hey.
Come on.
Come on in.
Okay. Okay. They're not. I don't even know where to start.
I'm gonna leave the camera.
Yes. Yeah. But bring your TX1. There's Vince, Angela, and two handicapped boys. Yeah. I promise it's like
it
a blown out.
With my hair,
so it's like blown out sun. Why, you're gonna cut your hair?
No, I started chemotherapy.
Oh no, when?
Last week.
What's what kind of, you have cancer?
I have uterine cancer.
So. Oh man, that sucks. I'm really sorry to hear it.
Yeah, that's alright. Yeah. I guess you don't have
it sounds a bit, wait for a little gust of wind and then you'll get your hair in the air.
Seriously, we need to call here. I've been waiting for you to call me for like 2 hours now, so we need to call as soon as you get this message.
Are you calling Megan yet?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But you need to go inside.
I don't know why he's yelling, so I'm going to go sit. Hey! What?
I'm a little nervous about this. So, I would like to leave. No, we stay.
How long are you guys going to be at the beach house? Because we have visitors. Mr. Shulman. It's Yanni. Yanni? Are you not surprised? Abby, I'm serious. They came out this way to see you, honey.
At first, Abby was freaking out. And then she put her friend Lauren on the phone, and we're just going to go meet her.
Just keep playing it really cool.
I want to put this in there.
But don't you think it'd just be better that we have our car with us? So let's take our car.
Henry, you want to follow?
I can follow.
I mean, you want me to leave you in?
I think you need to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, I think right now, yes, things are definitely weird, but I'm not.
Serious.
I don't.
You're acting weird.
I don't feel threatened.
Yeah.
I don't feel threatened at all. I'm very pathetic, and she's made up a lot of lies, and she's going to have to deal with them. But I don't think that there's any feeling occurs that's like, oh my god, we have to like attack. Like, she seems like she's on the defensive.
No, I don't want to attack. Just trying to stay back.
I'm just saying, I'm not concerned. I think we're in good shape. We're gonna meet Abby. She'll probably be retarded. And we'll just go with it. Let's just roll, Rail. If we don't get into this experience, there's no reason to be here. Let's ride with them.
U.S. National Ski Hall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Abby has a painting in there, too.
Really?
And she has, like, one of her very early paintings in there from when they had the festival with the fireworks and stuff, and she did a painting of it, and they put it up in there. So I can just drive around and tell you all the places that Abby has paintings at.
Yeah, sure. What's happening, Ariel?
My brother.
Hey. Hey, I'm Ariel.
Hi.
Yanni.
Are you nervous? No?
Neve is.
Yeah.
He's nervous.
Excited. You're like a famous painter, you know? I'm so excited to meet you.
You guys want to go out?
Okay.
Let's go.
Hey, Abby, Abby paints, right? A lot.
Abby usually doesn't really paint. Her mom paints a lot, but Abby doesn't paint that much.
Oh. What about her sister, Megan?
Hey, Abby, do you see your older sister, Megan?
No, never.
Oh, really?
Never.
Where does she live?
I don't really know. I never get to talk to her, and I don't even know what she looks like anymore.
Huh.
Yeah.
How much do you pay a lot?
You're confusing me!
Oh. Well, there's the confession. You heard it pretty clearly from Abby's friend. She had never seen Megan before. Doesn't know where she lives. Doesn't get to talk to her. And doesn't really paint that much. But Angel does.
So we'll see you tonight again. Anyway, so we'll go, we'll change, we'll shower, and then we'll meet up with you and we'll get a chance to hang out.
Okay. And maybe you guys can come back to the house and
whatever you
hang out. And we can talk more about her artwork and all that neat stuff.
Cool.
Okay.
I will speak to you soon.
All right.
Thanks again.
So, what do you guys think?
No, hold it, really. It'll fall.
Angela's in love with you.
Angela is in love with me.
Right.
Yeah.
You can
see. Did you see how awkward it was when I was going to leave and she was like leaning on the car?
Because she doesn't think we're coming back.
Oh, shit. Right.
Of course she doesn't think we're coming back.
Don't go.
No, no, most people wouldn't go back.
So I'm 90% sure right now that Angela is the voice of Megan.
Yeah.
And then I've been texting and having this weird affair with like this strange 40-year-old woman. Right? Because her voice is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a little
bit like slow,
right?
Tired.
If she's like just slowed it down a little bit and softened it,
right,
it'd be the same voice. And of course we can't get her on the phone because she's standing right, you know, like it's her.
Right. But she...
But she'd have to have two cell phones, which
Megan
I think
called
she does.
You. Right?
While yeah, but no
we
one was there.
Angela.
I think she may have just dialed it. We weren't... She was, like, down the beach, and she may have just...
I was kind of looking at her.
I also texted her, and then shortly thereafter, Angela, like, looked at her phone.
You want to hear my theory? Megan, in the pictures, Angela doesn't know that person.
No, right.
She just somehow found a trove of pictures of this girl.
Right.
Who's, like, an amateur
model.
But
she does have a 19-year-old daughter, or an older daughter.
Right.
Right.
And she just found these in these pictures, this photo of another woman who kind of looks like her.
Who's not even a woman, who's just
that
a girl.
That woman doesn't look like
who's
her.
Who's a girl. It just labeled her. Like, let's just say, I could take, you know, I could take all of your photos and all of your photos.
And download them, you
download mean? Them and make new profiles with totally different names and never make friends with people who knew you and just create a network of friends that are actually real life friends, but you don't know them.
I mean, there's a lot.
So where do you find
those? That
still
doesn't explain, guys.
No, it doesn't explain. I mean, also, what I want to know is, what about the rest of these people? What about Ryan Iverson and
right.
Tim?
If, like, picture Megan doesn't know Abby.
Right.
Right, and Abby doesn't
maybe
know
these
Megan.
These other kids don't.
Then these other kids, they talk about Abby too, right?
They all talk about Abby.
Then they don't know Abby. Their friend Megan
right.
doesn't know Abby.
Their sister.
But Alex has got to be... if Megan's
fake.
They're all right. Relate to you through Megan. If there's no Megan, then they don't relate to you.
Right.
Because yeah. She's not fooling them, too.
I mean, maybe she's... What about all these other people?
She's all of them.
She could be all of them.
Right.
I'm feeling very conscious about, like, embarrassing her and not...
Right.
I really don't want to hurt this family. You know?
Well, she needs a wake-up call.
I know, but I just feel like it's just not... It's not malicious. It's just sad.
Right. No, we're not here to be...
You know?
To like...
Listen, I think she...
We're not here to hurt her. We deserve to help.
We deserve to shake the truth out of her.
Right.
That's why I said I want to feel yeah. Neve's, right. I think that that what we should do while we're here is Neve should gently confront her
right.
about this. I don't think it should be you, fucking liar.
Megan Fascio. Are you seriously at my mom's? Stay there. I'm coming home! Exclamation point. Why wouldn't she call me?
What's your absolute favorite thing to draw with?
Pencil.
No, I mean as far as do you like paint or do you like oil pastels?
This guy with the back of my
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys.
All right, catch up with you guys later.
Okay, so apparently while we slept, somebody decided that it was time to tell the truth. Now here's two texts that I woke up to from Megan Fascio. I can't come home, Neve. I came here with Alex to get help. I have a drinking problem, and it's serious. By now you know my mom is very ill, and I can't continue to do this to her, and neither can Alex. I have my farm up for sale. I just couldn't handle it. I'm sorry I've disappointed you. Peace, Meg. And then check out this message from Ryan Iverson on Facebook. I need to tell you that the reason I came down here was not to bring Megan home as Angela requested. I'm taking her, Alex, and Ben to Dawn Farms for inpatient treatment. I pray you understand, Ryan. I mean, she did it. That's a really smart play. That Megan's an alcoholic. Even though I knew she drank, all of a sudden, she went into rehab.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for Megan, though.
Right. It's really smart. And Alex. And that's why they went downstate. You know? And that's why Ryan went, because he went to take them. And...
She's really good at these dramatic twists.
Yeah, well, we're going to get her to just tell us the truth.
Things interesting, huh?
I think that at some point today,
mm-hmm.
we should probably have, you know, a real... talk.
Okay.
You know, just a good sit down
nice.
Conversation.
It's not what I've heard.
And just sort of go over a couple things and clear some stuff up.
Okay.
And I guess you understand the necessity on our part to sort of just show up.
Yeah.
You know, because making arrangements obviously wasn't working out.
No.
And there didn't really seem to be any way to get everybody in the same place. But I would like to just sort of meet Angela.
So not everybody got
it. See what she has to say.
So when somebody tells him whoa and then they don't actually make him stop, he'll do stuff like that.
So that's all right. It's okay. Nothing to be upset about. Just, you know, got a great imagination. You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. But you can imagine that at this point we've sort of put most of it together. And we know there's no Tim. We know probably there isn't anybody of these people,
yeah,
really.
My daughter. There is Megan.
There is a Megan.
There is a Megan.
But she's not around.
She's not around.
Right. Yeah. Is she 19?
She's 19.
Where does she live?
She lives downstate and she's in Dawn Farms. That's true.
Wow. For how long has she been there?
She's been there for about 4 months now. So,
but I never spoke to her.
No.
Right.
No. And I feel terrible.
And who's the girl in the pictures? Just...
It's a family friend, so I feel like I betrayed her.
Hey, talk to me later. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Abby.
Where did my mom go?
I think she and Eve are out hanging out.
Well, Vince is already at the house watching the boys for me.
And does Vince know about all this?
We weren't able to buy this building that I was looking at for a place for her business, you know. And I took everything out of the guest room, and I went down to the furniture store, and I bought this desk that was confitted for a laptop, and it had all these, you know, where you could plug in your cell phone and your PDA, and it was all ready, wired and ready to go for just this type of thing. And I put that in there, and I put that easel up there, and I said, this is your art room. You can walk away from all of us, and you can come up here and disassociate yourself. I'll watch the boys. I'll take care of Abby.
Smile with a little teeth. You have nice teeth. Beautiful teeth.
How many people were there?
A lot.
Angel, see if you can list them.
Oh, golly. Megan, Ryan, then Ryan had two sisters. Amy, and Sarah Ann, who is a girl here in town also. One of Joelle's friends. That's how I get pictures of them together. Josh is Joelle's brother. Right. And
in real life? Alex. No, you're talking...
Yeah, oh. In real life also. And Alex and Tim and Sophia. And I think that's it. Isn't it? I think. No, Vin and Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have those guys. Had to have some cousins. Just make life interesting. Everybody's getting a little bored.
How do you keep track of what everyone was doing? And what?
Luckily, it was on Facebook, and I could go back and reread who was doing what. Because I did never hardly ever delete anything. And I guess in the back of my mind, I knew that this would happen. I think when Megan LaCrone said something about it, I was like, okay, let's leave everything up. Because at one point I was going to start taking things up, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just set some things further private, but everything's still on the Facebook accounts. Just kind of had a feeling that you guys would maybe do something with this.
Did you kind of want to be discovered?
I don't think so. And I'm really not sure I want to be now, but I'm going with it because I feel like I owe it to you. I really do. You have such a beautiful smile. I keep changing your smile because you keep changing your smile. But it's beautiful.
Were you ever amazed that you hadn't figured it out yet?
I kind of thought you did. I mean, no. I guess I was so sort of lying to myself, maybe. Just self-deception, thinking that you hadn't. But then I was like, no, you're too smart.
Because I hadn't.
Yeah, but you...
At all, until Friday.
Yeah. I'm glad you did, though. I'm glad now. I'm glad you guys have been so good to me and to my family.
Can you show me some of your things?
Well, my mom painted that painting. That's been my mom. My mom did that.
Do you like that painting?
Yeah.
my first painting I ever ordered from her. I think I can see City Hall from right here. Can I just get on that bed? Oh, I think I stepped on one of my Build-A-Bear's feet. I knew it was you! I'm not a bear! I'm a bee!
When was the last time you cleaned your room?
Don't know.
And the coffee's ready. Hey, baby. Oh, I know what's wrong. You want your television back on? Has a feeding permit here. We have to strap this down to the floor because he was tipping himself over in the chair. He just got this new wheelchair and it's too high in the center of gravity. Let's see here. What? Medications also go through his G-tube. And this one's Respidol, and this helps with his self-abusive behavior. It helps to calm him down and keep him from hurting himself.
Why do you think that he does that?
It's self-stimulating. You know, he's just really, really retarded. I don't know how else to tell you. Hi, Anthony. Luckily, Anthony doesn't sneak up on you. Gives you a little warning.
So you have to shave him and everything?
Oh, everything. They're in diapers. They're just totally dependent. He wants food. No, he's going to bludgeon me to death with a pan here if I don't get up and do something.
Yes. A healthy portion.
Hey!
No bear!
And this is how I typically spend from 11 o'clock on every evening, seeing
what?
Who would call.
Blue.
So which one's which?
This is 1211 is the phone number. That was the one that was for Megan. And this is 0580. And that was mine.
The home phone.
This is the home phone is there. Had that too. So we would use that occasionally also.
What if Vince picked up?
He never answers the phone. I mean, hardly ever. I have to like tell him to answer the phone.
So,
really not much of a challenge there with it.
What did she tell you about our relationship with my photographs?
Well, you are her primary customer.
Right.
Primary. Very happy with that relationship. In fact, in a sense, very appreciative of what you have done for her. Because not only is she a good artist, but it takes somebody that appreciates the art. You know, I can drive downtown, downstate in Ann Arbor and see starving artists all over with van loads of their velvet painted Elvises. You know, it ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And I've told her this, as you've been given an opportunity of a lifetime. Not many people have this.
But really, it's...
But you told him that I was commissioning
yeah.
every piece.
Yeah.
How much did you tell him I was paying for that?
Oh, it just varied. Whatever came off the top of my head. And that was part of my problem, too, is I never wrote that down. So, like, he'd be like, how much did you charge for that? And I'd be like, I don't remember. So, like, he thinks I'm just, like, terribly forgetful all of a sudden.
I mean, it was an amazing correspondence.
Yeah.
You know? It was a real, you know, friendship.
Yeah.
That I was also looking for myself.
And I didn't want to lose the friendship. And there were times where I felt like I was really overstepping, and I tried to pull it back by being like, I don't want to lose friendship.
Right.
No matter what. I didn't want to lose that. But then I was like, if I'm lying, it's not really a friendship right. anyway. So it just got harder. And I really thought you'd just end up hating me. You're able to show me things that I don't have access to. We don't have access to dance like that. So it's really been nice. Dancing was an important part of my life when I was younger, and I always wanted to be a professional dancer. But you can't be a fuck up at 15 and do it. You know? I just threw it away. Really. Threw it away to have a good time. So a lot of the personalities that came out were just fragments of myself. Fragments of things I used to be, wanted to be, never could be. So I don't know what else to say about that. You know, when I met the boys, I knew I was making a sacrifice with my life. If I didn't count the cost of things that I was going to be giving up and sort of resigning for the rest of my life. And this year when I resigned my career, I don't know, it's like I gave up a lot of myself. And I don't know most days who I am.
She did express some maybe suppressed disappointment in a small way at not being able to pursue some of the dreams that she may have had growing up.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk about that with her? Does she ever express that to you?
She says things like that to me. Yes. And then I remind her again, what is it you want in life? Because you can't have it all. And then she comes back, I want to be with his family. I want my house. I want security. And that's what I want. And then that's what you shoot for. Because if there's something else you want, then you need to go looking for that.
I mean, I wanted to ask Angela to speak to me as Megan for a little while.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can.
I think you can.
I almost need my cell phone as a prop.
Here.
No,
I'm
so stupid. Just talk to you, like Megan. Hmm. And I don't know if I can get it like this.
It's close.
Is it?
Yeah.
And tell you how much I wanted to meet you, my dude. I can almost see pain in your eyes listening to me talk like. I don't think you can. Your eyes are so much better in person. So incredible. be thinking?
I don't know. I'm ready to go home.
Are you?
Yeah. It's been a long trip.
Painful. I feel so bad for you. I want it done. This has been the hardest drawing I've ever done in my life for so many reasons.
I'll better be good.
It's not.
What do you want me to do? It's
like, tell me what you think is inside.
I know what's inside.
What's inside?
What's inside? Why don't we just open it and see?
They used to tank cod from Alaska all the way to China. They'd keep them in vats in the ship. By the time the codfish reached China, the flesh was mush and tasteless. So this guy came up with the idea that if you put these cods in these big vats, put some catfish in with them, and the catfish will keep the cod agile. And there are those people who are catfish in life, and they keep you on your toes. They keep you guessing, they keep you thinking, they keep you fresh.
That's pretty good.
And I thank God for the catfish, because we'd be droll, boring, and dull if we didn't have somebody nipping at our fin.
You come over and talk to me by the window? I don't really feel like it.
chest from all the chaos that you left. Caffeine and aspirin, take me away. You tipped my world up on its side, but it's all downhill from here. Mountain tops level like parking lots, 'cause it's all downhill from here. Oh, down, 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 down. Sink, the bills are piled on the bathroom floor. I go to work, then go to sleep.